know.
Awesome. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Analyze Your Trade. This is Valerie Fox. I'm excited to be here with you guys. I always love these series of going through trades in real time. That's always kind of one of the most exciting things to do because there's no hindsight involved. So if you're first time hearing me, I have a website, tradefocus.com, and I'm the author of the Self-Reliant Trader Method book. So I invite you to check those out. I also have a podcast, so I'll give you all my details at the end as well. I know David covered a disclaimer at the beginning, but just a reminder, all of this is for educational purposes only. You know, I might get into examples and results and all that, and they are real, but certainly, you know, everyone's results are different. So just keep that in mind. And there's always risk involved in trading. Okay. So thank you for being here. As we dive in, I just wanted to kind of give an initial thank you for everyone being live or watching this after the fact. So this is something that I offer on my website. It's a free trading edge revealer quiz. I don't know if you guys are like me, but I love quizzes and assessments, and I'm a big advocate of all those behavioral things. And so anyways, I created a free 5-part quiz on my website that you can access, and it's something new that I've done, so you'll have to check it out. It's available to you anytime at tradefocus.com/free-quiz. So take a screenshot of this. And then as I'm giving you guys a moment to just screenshot that, I am going to just dive into trade. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about my analysis style. So I'm a Forex trader, but I'm a technical trader. And what that means is really a lot of my style of analysis can go over into any kind of market, whether it's stocks, options, crypto, et cetera. So I often find myself in these sessions trading or analyzing a lot of things outside of the Forex market, which I totally love because I'm normally not in that world. So what I'm going to have you guys do while things are kicking off here is I want you to warm up your chat feature because we're going to be using that a lot. So change your chat feature to everyone and then type in the chat box which market you trade. Are you a Forex trader? Are you a stock trader? Options, futures? Do you trade the indices? Do you trade crypto? Let's see what kind of representation we have here on the line. I've got a futures, NQCLMES. Awesome. Anyone else? Got to get you guys warmed up here because this becomes a lot more fun when we have participation. And I know we have a lot of you guys on the phone. Anyone else want to share? That's quite a crew here. Okay. Options. Awesome. Thanks, Mary. We got equities and options. Great. The sell index premium. Or prem, maybe, cash covered puts. Awesome. All right. Well, you know, we're here to analyze your trade. So we got a new trader. Awesome. What I want you to do is tell me what you'd like me to analyze. Give me the symbol. And then also tell me what chart you normally base your entries and exits on. What time frame specifically? Because, you know, the signal and the analysis can be very different, whether you're looking at a scalping trade setup or a swing trade or an intraday trade. So type in the chat box what you'd like me to cover, the ticker, and also which time frame you do your charts. And while you guys are typing away, I'm going to pull up my charts. I'm just going to pull it up in TradingView because it's something that allows me to really pull it up any symbol here just for a quick analysis. And, you know, my background is technical in nature. I don't know why it's doing this. I have a free account with TradingView. I don't actually see. I'm not sure what this is. It's asking me to create a username. Let's give it a shot. Okay. So the first one I have, so Andy typed 1 hour, 30 minute, 15 minute, 5 minute, 1 minute daily, intraday, 5 minute, TGT swing back to school seasonal. Okay. So I'm guessing. So you guys will have to bear with me here. I'm just going to TGT. So you have to add the ticker. So we got target. Let's pull up the charts. Bear with me. This is acting funny. Where is target? Why isn't... Here we go. I was just searching in the wrong place. TGT. Now it's working with me. So Mike Kelly said target. He's a swing trader. And he's doing some back-to-school seasonal trading. So... I have my style of trading is technical analysis. I'm a price action trader. I like to trade with the trend and trade in alignment with the momentum directionally. And then furthermore, I refine my entries and exits based on supply and resistance or supply and demand zones, support and resistance. So I generally trade with naked charts and I'll start that way, but there are also some indicators that can help you kind of see things more clearly if reading a chart is difficult for you. So, you know, I know we have a wide range of experience on the call. So this is Target. This is the daily chart. If I'm swing trading the chart, to me, what that means is I'm holding trades for at least a day, maybe up to a couple of weeks. And when I'm swing trading, I do my entries and exits off the 4-hour chart. So basically, I'm fine tuning things on activity on the 4-hour chart. But one of the things I love to do is get a bird's eye view, get a bigger picture of what's happening. And when I'm doing that, I go up 2 timeframes in my charts. So instead of the 4-hour, skip the daily and then go to the weekly. So let's see what's happening on the weekly chart. So on the weekly chart, if you zoom in a little bit here, each candle represents a week. And what I'm seeing on the weekly chart is a downtrend. And the way I've noticed that is ultimately the lows are going lower and the highs are going lower. You know, if you kind of just even throw some lines on here. So if you look at this, and then I just add another one, you know, you can kind of see how these swings play out. I'm kind of just, there's some other small ones in there, but you can see the theme is down, or even if you zoom out, the theme is still down. How many of you guys see that easily? Do you see naked, are you able to read trend on naked charts fairly easily using swing highs or lows? Give me a yes or no in the chat box, because I can go into as much detail or little detail as you guys want. This call is for you guys. Diego, yes? Anyone else? So another thing that you can do to see swings on charts, just for educational purposes here, Mary's no. Okay. So something else you can do, this chart is on a candlestick chart. You can also change to a line chart. And I have my lines on there, so let me delete those, because they're probably going to confuse you. So a line chart, really what it's doing is it's giving you lines between the close prices of each candle. So where each candle closed. Is this easier for you to tell we're in a downtrend? Some people love candlestick charts and some people majorly prefer line charts. Yes. Yeah. So if you're ever struggling to find the trend, my tip to you is to switch to a line chart. Depending upon how you trade and what you use, sometimes you need the candlesticks on there. So I'm going to switch back to candlesticks. So on the weekly chart here, we're in a downtrend. Another thing you can do to identify the trend in a very objective way is add a moving average. So I'm just going to do that real quick. It's just a simple moving average. This is a 9, but you could do whatever you want. But even just adding a 9, a 10, a 20, it's all going to show you the same thing, which ultimately the moving average itself is declining and prices operating below the moving average. All of that signifies a downtrend on the weekly chart. So for me, if I'm trading Target at the swing trading level, I see that the weekly chart or the bird's eye view is in a downtrend. So I'm going to be looking for sell opportunities with Target. So some sell opportunities that are real nice are basically at support and resistance, and then also with patterns. So let's see what's happening on the 4-hour chart. I'm also going to just hide this moving average for a moment. So on the 4-hour chart, basically we have some prior resistance here that price has reacted off of. We've gotten a lower low. And so ultimately, a good sell opportunity might be, you know, we have all these resistance. So this is like kind of a triple top where we're getting lower lows. From a price action standpoint, the bulls drove price up, but then the bears took over. And then price tried to break this level again, and it wasn't able to, and the bears pushed it lower. And then the third time here. So ultimately, a good sell opportunity would be if price pulls back up here to sell it up here. This is it. If price does come up here, it's a great zone. Getting lower lows, that would be an opportunity to sell. It's in alignment with the weekly trend. HeatSN says exclude after hours for 4-hour chart. Let's see. So it's only going until, let me put this, I like my charts to be in the Eastern time. So let me put that, make that change. So this is a 4-hour chart. Yes, it looks like the charts aren't showing after hours. So anyways, one way you could enter is just to do a sell, front run this a little bit. So on the 4-hour chart, you want to front run it by maybe 3 or 4 points where, you know, maybe at 6-2, 5-2, something like that. Give a little front run because price isn't perfect. In these examples, it pulled up to it all the way, but sometimes it doesn't. Another way you could consider an entry, I'm a big advocate of pullbacks if you can't tell, but you could add a Fibonacci. So, you know, this all depends on your strategy. I'm just showing you how I look at things in different ways to find entries. A Fib retracement, you go from the peak here down to the pullback. And I'm a big advocate. So the 61.618 retracement, if price were to come up here, would be a good level. The 78 is an even better level of retracement. It's a deeper retracement. Your stop loss should be just beyond this highest high. At least that's how I would do it because, you know, basically price hasn't gone above this. If it goes, you know, 10 points above this, then just you've lost your edge. But give a little breathing room from the prior high. The 78.6 is a great retracement because then your risk is quite low. However, it doesn't always pull all the way back. So somewhere between the 0.618 and 0.786, I would recommend, or I would see a good entry there. Diogo asks, don't you find the Heikinashi better to indicate the trend? Honestly, I've never used the Heikinashi. There's a million indicators. You know, I've been trading for over 12 years, and I have admittedly not used them all, but let's pull it up because Heikinashi. Which one do you use? Trend indicator? Candles. Heikinashi candles. Let's see what that is. So I'm going to go back up to the weekly where I was really, where I care about the trend. So what is this showing me? So this is showing me, I guess the bunch of red candles show you, or are you supposed to overline this with a line chart maybe. So how do you read this, Diogo? I mean, you could just go to Google and find out too. Should filter some noise. Oh, so instead of so many pullbacks, it kind of smooths out the candles. I see. Yeah, I don't think that's necessary, but if it's helpful to you, that's what matters. I like the good old candles, but that's because I've learned on them and been trading on them for years. Thank you for sharing that though. Learn something new every day. All right. So I hope this was helpful on the target analysis. What's next, you guys? Who else wants me to analyze a stock or an index or a Forex currency pair? Diogo, I saw that you said intraday 5-minute. I'm not sure which ticker that's for. I'm trying to scroll back up. Sell index Krem. Is that one? Let's see. I normally operate in Oanda, which has a similar interface. S&P 500. All right. And then S&P 500. Diogo, you said you were trying to intraday 5-minute. Okay. So if you're, first off, I would say a 5-minute trading is more of like a scalping. I'm going to go to the 5-minute chart here. Won't let me go to the 5-minute. Why not? This might not be the right. What is the actual ticker for the S&P 500? Guys, again, I'm not a, let's see. Maybe this is, there we go. SPX. Okay. That's right. I've looked up at SPX several times. Thank you. There we go. All right. So I'm going to go down to the 5-minute chart because you said that's where you enter. You said intraday trading, which maybe you hold on to trades for a long time, and that's why you defined it that way. To me, intraday trading means you're holding trades for at least a day up to maybe a couple of weeks. If you're entering on the 5-minute chart, that means you have some really, really locked in entries, which is quite impressive. Or you're just letting it run for a long time when you get in, which also could be possible. So I'm trying to change back to my candlestick. So for me, obviously, let's guess this. Would we say 5-minute chart, I'm going to go up 2 time frames, which would actually be 15 minutes is one and then the hour is the next one. So is the hour chart on the S&P 500 in an uptrend or a downtrend? Any guesses? Type it in the chat box. Yes. Okay. Mary. Oh, yep. Mary's brand new to trading and she can see that very clearly. Love it. You use the 2 EMA two EMAs, the 3 and the 7. Okay, so let's add those so we can see what you're seeing. And I assume you look at those on the 5-minute chart, or do you look at them on a different time frame, Diogo? So here's how I would look at it before I add those. So to me, clear uptrend on the 1-hour chart. So you're looking for buy opportunities. Go back down to the 5-minute chart. Let's see what's happening when we zoom out a bit. In fact, I'm just going to look for some quick support and resistance on the 1-hour. So I'm zooming out quite a bit. Price hasn't been up here in a long while on the 1-hour chart. So I love to trade around key levels of support and resistance. I'm just going to go up to even the 4-hour chart real fast, just since it's been back a ways, see what kind of support and resistance we're working with. So in terms of support and resistance, you're just looking left. That is all you're doing. So uptrend, you know, basically price has just gone above this. I'm just going to put that on the close price of this candle. Price had gone down. Here's a support. Price moved up very strongly. This is a very good 4-hour level. Didn't quite respect it exactly here. We got some wicks, went through it, kind of retested it loosely, but yeah, there's a good resistance right there. So this is a pretty good level. Let's see if we have any price patterns around this level. Price had just gone above it in the 4-hour chart. Let's see what's happening on the 5-minute. So yeah, this is really cool because price tested it, closed below it, but then it went above it again with a higher high, and this pullback would have been a great entry. Hindsight, obviously. In the moment, I would say if price on the 5-minute pulls back here, this is a great re-entry. You know, traditionally, you know, price doesn't move in a straight line. You know, that's not what I wanted. I wanted the other line. You know, when we look at the way price moves kind of holistically, even when it goes up, it never moves in a straight line. It just continues to bounce off of support and resistance, and support becomes resistance and resistance becomes support. So what I'm talking about here is this: when price has broken through something and then often comes to retest what was resistance, it went above it and then it comes back for a retest as support and vice versa. So in this case, what I'm looking at is price has gone up. Will it come back and retest this? So an easy way to kind of refine your entries is to use support and resistance on your entry timeframe, especially when you're in alignment with the trend. That gives you an edge. Diogo says better on the 1-minute. So let's look at the 1-minute. Oh yeah, perfect example. So if I was trading this on the 1-minute, we're in a clear uptrend. You know, basically, I like to use the close price of the candles. You have a little bit of gaps here, candle to candle. When you trade stocks, we don't have those gaps in Forex. But I like to use the close prices, not the wicks. But if price were to pull back to this, you have the momentum uptrend of the uptrend on the higher time frame charts. This would be a great entry point to continue going up. Now, if it pulls back, I would put my stop loss, you know, add some distance. This is the 1-minute chart, so it's a really tight stop loss. So if this is 455.13, you at least want to probably give it like 10 points, but you want to give a buffer there in case it comes back and completely retests this one before going up. So we never know when it's going to turn. But yeah, this would be a great, I would call it on the trading on the 1-minute chart, it's like a micro scalp in my opinion. It's a quick in and out. But yeah, I mean, maybe do you ride these waves for quite a long time, Diogo? Maybe you do. You like really look for the good entries when the trend is in your favor, and then you ride them for a long while. Maybe that's your style too. It depends. Yeah, obviously. Good answer. You probably have parameters for what you look for when you let a trade run and when you decide to close it, or when you're tightening your stop loss. I'm a big advocate of tightening your stop. I'm a big advocate actually of using a stop loss first and foremost, so that you can minimize your risk, but also as the trade moves in your favor, tightening your stop loss so that you reduce your risk and eventually can move to break even. So you can consider that like a free look at the trade. And then eventually, if you're looking for bigger returns on the trade, you can, you know, secure some profit by tightening your stop loss into the profit. Oh, I see. So Diogo's using the 2 EMA crossing to manage his trades, which is awesome. The important thing here is that there's a set of rules for how you operate, what you're looking for to identify your entry, you know, what needs to be in alignment, what are your correlated factors that you're using to identify an edge. And then from there, it's about knowing where and when and how you're going to enter. And then after that, you need to know your exit points. So we never know what the market's going to do. We, you know, have identified a high probability trade, right? Because nothing's certain with trading. It never is. So you ultimately need to be prepared if the market goes up or and if it goes down, and know what you're going to do in both of those cases. So in terms of that, it's about having your stop loss and your take profit predefined. And then also, in addition to that, some people do a set and forget, meaning they put in their stop order, their profit target order, and they can walk away from an active trade. Other people do more manual trade management where they need to be at their computer, or they set price alerts and have to come back. So it really depends on your trading personality and your trading approach. But ultimately, make sure you have, you know, those rules of operation in play, or else you're going to really run into some emotional trading. Okay. So I'm trying to give you guys little tidbits along the way while we analyze. Hey, Bruce, I'm going to go to the next one. So Keatson says 5, 8, and 21 EMAs. Does it make sense for day trading? So if I'm day trading, it depends how you use them. EMAs are great because they can show you trend. They can show you momentum. So let's go for day trading. I would use the 15-minute or the one-hour chart. You know, it depends. Day trading to me means you're in and out of the trade in a single day. You don't allow the trades to stay overnight. So if I'm day trading, I'm doing the 15-minute chart. Let's put those EMAs on there real quick. And we can exponential moving average. I can't type. Just going to add three of those. And you said 5, 8, and 21. One of the interesting things about trading is you honestly have like endless amounts of information at your fingertips. And I think that's good and that's bad because you can really overwhelm yourself. So I'm a big advocate of keeping things simple when you can. Let's see. I'm going to change I like my colors to be like really different. We'll do that one in orange. Oops, I didn't change it. Oh, I did. And let's do the last one. The mouse is very okay. Oh, let me change the color. So this is the slowest one. I kind of like to put my slowest ones in gray just because they're like the most lagging. And then I try to put like the differentiate the colors again so you can really see the crosses here. So first and foremost, if I'm trading the S&P 500 index on the 15-minute chart as like a day trader, you know, this is really for refining your entries and exits. Again, I like to go up a couple time frames to really get an overarching theme for the trend. So two time, you know, again, you can day trade on the 15 minute or the 1 hour. So let's just see what's happening on the daily chart. So on the daily chart, first and foremost, if you were to remove all these, you can see price is moving up, and that is reiterated by all these moving averages, ultimately sloped up with the 5 above the 8 above the 21, and price is operating above it, above all of those. So is this a good way to identify the trend in day trading? Absolutely. You could even go down to the 4 hour chart and see a similar picture play out. Sometimes people use on the 1 hour chart, sometimes people use crosses, right? So down here, you know, this is in hindsight, obviously, but you know, on the 1 hour chart here, everything was sloping down and the 5 was down here with the 8 and the 21, and eventually the 8 and the 21 crossed above. So this would have been a good buy entry in an uptrend on a higher time frame. This was obviously last week though, so that doesn't do us any good today. Let's look at the 15-minute chart and see what's happening. So we got the moving average cross yesterday on this one, where things were going down, and again, everything crossed over that 21 moving average. So you would have just needed to time your entry. So, you know, like I was saying on the previous example, I'm a big advocate of support and resistance. Price is going up, down, up, and look at this pullback literally to this area. It's quite amazing how that did that. When you front run it a little bit, that should have very well triggered. You can also wait until it closes below or like touches and then goes back up. I don't really trade using moving averages, but there's a lot of different things you could do. The key is to figure out your method, right? There's a million trading strategies that work, and you just have to find one that works for you. Commit to it, trade it, get some trades under your belt. I have a 20 trade rule. Get 20 trades under your belt trading it, and you're going to be so much more knowledgeable about what happens on the instruments you trade. You're going to be able to make very specific observations about how to improve the profitability. And from there, you just tweak your entries and your exits. You know, that's what ultimately determines your profitability. Traders can use these same moving averages, but where they enter and where they exit is what ultimately determines if they're profitable or not. So if your strategy is not profitable, you could certainly revisit your qualifications or like your checklist for getting trades, but ultimately it's your entries and exits that are going to make the difference. So I'll leave it at that. I'll keep going, but I don't want to pull you down my long train of thought. So Keystone, scared to leave it overnight options, reverse is the hardest. So there's a lot of price gaps that happen in trading the stocks. I honestly don't know how that impacts options. Again, I'm a Forex trader in a market that stays open 24 hours a day. So I don't have to worry as much about the daily price gaps. But if you're trading on a smaller time frame, I know a lot of traders I've worked with in the past do not keep their trades open overnight when they trade stocks. I don't know if that's the same for options. Do we have any other options traders on the line? You just have to be concerned for the price gaps. And I just don't know enough about options to know if that impacts anything. But if you're concerned about it, just make a rule where you close your trades before the market closes and then you don't have to worry about it. All right, what else do you guys want me to look at? Pick a ticker, put it in the chat box, and then also tell me what either style of trading you do, scalping, micro scalping, day trading, intraday trading, position trading. Or do you have a certain time frame of chart you like to analyze? Haven't traded live yet. I'm going too soon. Awesome, Diogo. The key I would say before trading live is ultimately just to get results on a practice account first, right? And get consistent results. I mean, over time, obviously there's going to be losing trades in that bunch of trading because there's literally no strategy that wins 100% of the trades. But you know, you want to have a written down trade plan and a rules-based way of trading. Practice it, get results first, and then scale into a live account or a larger monetary account. All right, the ES Mini, we're going there next. I'm so used to double-clicking. All right, Keatson. All right, which time frame do you trade the ES Mini? We're talking scalping, day trading, which chart you want me to look at? Sorry, I'm confusing everyone's names. Day trading. Okay. So really day trading, I'd say entries on the 15-minute, we go up two time frames. So one time frame would be the hour. Another time frame would be the 4 hour. 4 hours clearly up, whether you're using the moving averages or just looking at price making higher highs and higher lows. So we're looking for buy opportunities, ultimately. If I was trading this, I would be looking for buy opportunities. Okay, so again, on the entry time frame, I just really like to use price. So I'm going to just hide these because I think they're a distraction personally. So what I see here is price moves up, then it moved down, then it moved up, then it moved down. So you can get a rhythm of the swings here, up and down. You know, green candles are up. So price has moved all the way up here. I would expect to pull back down to this zone-ish. You know, if you're just a pure price action trader, I'm going to add a line here because I think that's helpful. But ultimately, I would be expecting a pullback here. I'm also kind of curious from here to here. I bet this is, you know, around the 62 retracement. So if I do from the starting point to where it finished, yep, right here, 61.8. It's a great entry place. So yeah, that's where my entry would be. When you have a confluence of overlapping factors, you know, gosh, that's like money in trading. You're just looking for an edge. That's all you're looking for. Trading is not about prediction. I don't need to be right. I just want to trade in a way that gives me an edge so that I make more money than I lose. And that all boils down to how you qualify trades, where you enter and exit, you know, how large your profit target is, what your win ratio is. Diogo asks, what's the difference in trading options rather than futures? Gosh, again, I'm the wrong person to ask for that. I would lean on Google, Bard, ChatGPT. Difference, you know, just literally Google is your friend. Be resourceful. Difference between trading options and futures. And you're going to find a ton of great information. You could also look at videos. I'm sure there's a ton of different videos on YouTube, depending upon your learning style, whether you like to read or not. Google's your best friend. If you have Bard ChatGPT. Those are really good, like, conversational search engines as well. So Bruce asks, so you want to trade the e-money. So again, I would enter here just to kind of close the loop on this. Basically, at this kind of previous resistance that now is going to turn into support, hypothetically, we won't know until it happens. But ultimately, it's looking good. We have the higher time frame in alignment from a stop loss. So you'd be buying here to go up. And a good stop loss reference is this, and then give some buffer space. Give a little bit of space because it might come down and retest this again, and you don't want to get stopped out. You want to give it a little bit of room. But then if it goes too much below that, then we're flipping back into a downtrend because we're making lower lows again. So keep the edge in your favor. Give yourself a little bit of a buffer here with this distance, but don't give too much or else, you know, then price is just moving down again. So you want to trade the e-mini. How much would you need to allocate for a trade? How much would you allocate per current movement to allow for movement? So I like to keep it relational. So I think in terms of your stop loss size and your profit size, in my opinion, I wouldn't do anything less than a one-to-one. So for example, if you enter here, this is 33 bips, if I'm reading this correctly. Add a little buffer, 33. So let's just say we add, I don't know, this is on the 15-minute chart. I'd add at least 7. So let's make it 40. So stop losses down here at 40 bips away at the price of 50, 45, 68. So you'd want to go at least 40 pips up for your take profit. That's a one-to-one, 40-40. What I like is it's also before, you know, where we're hitting a little bit of resistance here. At the moment, we'll see if it stops and turns back or if it keeps going before it pulls back. But ultimately, it's good to lock in some profit in this zone. In terms of your position size, that's really a question. It's dependent upon your risk tolerance. I like to use a formula as a percentage of my account balance. So figure out how much you're willing to risk on a trade as a percentage of your account balance. And then based on your stop loss and your entry price, you can determine how many units you can buy to basically respect that risk tolerance. And then as your account grows, you get in this really healthy habit of compounding your trades. As you have profitable trades, your next position size will be a little bit bigger and worth a little bit more money, and your wins will kind of compound a lot more quickly when you do your position size as a percentage of your account, instead of just being a flat dollar amount. So you have to put a little thought to that. You have to look at your specific situation in terms of how much money you're trading with and also your personal risk tolerance. Also, you can Google, I know in Forex, they have a lot of these. I'm fairly certain probably in stocks they do too. But like, for example, I like to use what's called a position size calculator. This is my FX book, but you can go to Google and say position size calculator for Forex, for stocks, for options, whatever. Probably find a whole bunch of them. But you can put in the pair, your currency, your account size, your risk percent. So like, let's just say you have a $50,000 account and your risk percent is like 1% per trade. And you have a stop loss in pips, which is similar to bips. Let's just call it 50. So then what it does is it calculates. So if you're risking 1% of 50,000, that's $500 on the trade. So 100,000 units for the euro, US dollar, or one lot, depending upon your position sizing. But you can do kind of similar calculations either by hand or in these online calculators to help you figure out how much you should be putting on each trade based on your financial situation and your risk tolerance. I hope that's helpful. All right, let's see. MNQ is the next one I see. So the question from 429048, if you were long on MNQ, would you leave the position as such overnight or take profit at this level? So I'll just do a top-down analysis. Let's look at what's happening on the daily. The daily is in a clear uptrend. I'm not sure where you bought in, which is kind of irrelevant, but I'm not sure which time frame or how much risk you have on the trade or how much you're in the profit. I also don't trade this. I don't trade futures. So I'm probably the wrong person to ask, honestly. But here's my analysis. I see we're in an uptrend on the daily chart. I'm just going to kind of look left and see if we're approaching some support or resistance. Yeah. So, you know, you had a strong daily move today and you're approaching some prior resistance that we haven't been to in a really long time. So I imagine there's going to be a pullback of some kind. You're in this little zone here, and we can even go up to the weekly to kind of turn it a little bit bigger and what's happening. So here we are on the weekly chart. You look left and we're getting into some choppy waters. You know, certainly you're going to want to make sure you lock in profit when you get up into these areas, because price literally hasn't been there in a long time. So at a minimum, you can expect some pullbacks, probably some indecision for a little bit. It may not happen, but seeing this prior resistance, I would expect that. If you go down to the daily chart, definitely there was a lot of movement in this area. You had a touch right here. Honestly, I would lock in some, if not all of your profit at a minimum. You know, on the daily chart, we got this resistance, this support. I'll zoom it in because it's probably very small for you guys. You can see the green line is where price is at. Boom, prior resistance. Look left further. Boom, prior support, prior resistance, prior support. I mean, this is a zone that price respects. So, you know, price has moved strongly into that today. And I would expect you're going to get some kind of pullback. So it depends where your stop loss is, how much breathing room you have in the trade. But certainly when price has moved into a support or resistance zone, that's a great time to either liquidate part of your position in the profit or just close all your profit. Something to remember too, is just not to be greedy with profits. I mean, you really, if you just locked in small profits all the time and you were really good at that, you could make a lot of money. So the key is to have a consistent way of managing the trades and also knowing before you ever get in the trade where your ultimate profit is. So, I mean, the fact that you're in a trade and you're not sure if you should close it or not makes me just think you need to go back and visit your trade plan. And there's some gray areas, right? Because you should definitely know where you're getting in and out at. Oh, yes. Sorry. This is TradingView. It's something, it's free. You can do a free basic version for analysis. And I honestly love these charts. They're very similar to what I use in my OANDA broker. So they're easy for me to transition to. But they have some paid ones where you can integrate it with your brokers. I don't know that that's necessary, but the free version is quite helpful. Okay, cool. What else? We have a couple more minutes. Is there anything else you guys want me to take a look at? See if I missed anything. But if there's a lot of people like me to look at like Apple and Tesla. Surprised that hasn't come up yet. So Apple's on a tear on the daily chart. Let's see what's happening on the higher timeframes. So if we look at like the monthly chart, you're welcome. So gosh, on the monthly chart, yeah, I mean, it's like we're in uncharted territory. Certainly, I would expect Apple to maybe do a pullback here and retest this. So it's just done a breakout. I would expect a pullback on this monthly chart. You know, this is a monthly chart. So, I mean, it could take a long time for that to happen. But, you know, you were getting some lower lows here on the monthly level. And then price came up and just blew through that level. So definite uptrend on that. If we go back down to the daily chart. You know, the daily chart went up, went down, went up. And then sure enough, you guys, if you just really study the charts, boom, pulled back here. So this was a resistance, price pulled back, blew through it, and then pulled back and it became support. Just incredible. And then, you know, again, price went up, pulled back. Where did it pull back to? Look left. There you go. I mean, this, if you just study support and resistance, it will get you really, really far. It's a good place to time your entries because price is always moving up and down, even when it's going in a certain direction. Okay, so Apple, definite uptrend. We're at this like kind of double head, so it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. If you get a new higher high, then I would expect, you know, eventually a pullback to this level, but we need to break it first, so we'll see. Tesla, let's see what's happening on the daily chart. Again, in a tear up, we've got the bulls are just really owning this ship at the moment. We have a breakout above this previous high here. So I'd expect a little pullback in this area. So if you see candle action, I don't know if you study candle action, I haven't even talked about that, but that's another really great price action strategy. But if we go down to the 1 hour, ultimately if price pulls back here, then you get like Now you're going to get probably some lower lows coming into that and higher and lower highs. And then what you want to see is it transition back. So it's probably going to pull back here like this. And you want to see it get a higher high or basically divergence or a rotation or had an inverted head and shoulders ultimately. And then you would buy on the pullback. So this is all obviously well in advance, but there's a lot of great things. If you're interested in studying price action, I know I've talked a lot about price action, which might be new for some of you guys on the line. If you're interested in studying price action, some great things for you to research would be support and resistance, candle action or reversal candlesticks, and then also chart patterns. So like head and shoulders is by far the most traded. In terms of candlesticks, you can look for pin bars. This is a pin bar right here. There's a ton of different language you can learn just by reading candlesticks on what I call naked charts. I like to use lines to help visualize kind of that support and resistance across, but certainly Tesla, you know, came, it's going to be a revisiting on the 15-minute chart. This, I have no doubt. So price came up here. It pulled back. It couldn't break through. It pulled back. These lows are getting higher. And then boom, sure enough, it busted through. I bet it's going to pull back and retest this. I like to use the close of the candles, not the wicks. But I know people kind of use different things or read candlesticks a little differently. But that's my preference. Kind of, this is kind of like emotion and a little bit of illiquidity in the market. These are like strong directional. When you use the open and close, it's really strong. And again, you can, if you weren't here at the beginning, you can switch to a line chart and see these close prices even more clearly. You know, again, let's just rewind and just study the charts, like spend some time just studying support and resistance. Like look at this level price. It was resistance. It pulled back. It blew through it and eventually came back for a retest before going further. And you just see it time and time and time again. So again, the next one that's, you know, due to be retested if things continue north is this one where price pull back here. You'd be entering for a long if you wanted to trade in alignment with the trend and continue on up from there. Stop loss, you know, you'd want to give yourself some breathing room on the trade here. You know, let me go back to the candlesticks. So stop loss, definitely give yourself a buffer, you know, underneath that one. Maybe this one, it just depends on your trading style and your risk tolerance, but that's how I would look at that. All right, we have just a couple more minutes. Any other tickers you want me to analyze or questions you have about trading or risk tolerance or anything else? A couple of you have been really conversational in the chat, and I thank you for that. That's really awesome. If you guys want to connect with me, I'll just, again, if you missed this at the beginning, I have a free trading quiz. On my website, you just have to go to tradefocused.com/free quiz. It's really fun. It kind of just helps you highlight some areas in your trading that if you were to fix could give you a lot more clarity, confidence, consistency in your trading. So tradefocused.com/free quiz. Feel free to take a screenshot. And then lastly, if you want to connect with me, check out my podcast, my book. The podcast, feel free to take a picture of this. I'm not going to read them all, but thank you guys so much for coming. I'd love to connect with you on my website. I have a messaging feature. You can feel free to go to tradefocus.com and send me a message, which goes directly to my inbox. We can connect on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Valerie Fox Fan. And then you can email me or take a listen to my free podcast as well, the Trade Focused Podcast. So, thanks so much, Aaron. Gold nuggets everywhere. Oh, I love hearing that. That's like the ultimate compliment one can receive when you're doing this kind of presentation. So thank you so much, Aaron. All right. Well, I don't see any other questions. I hope this has been really, really valuable. Whether you're watching it live or maybe catching the recording after the fact. If you have any other questions after the presentation, don't hesitate to, not presentation, but after this session, send me a note on Facebook or on my website, and I'd love to talk more. So hope everyone has an awesome day and stay in touch and good luck trading. You don't need luck, but you really just need a system, a rules-defined system or a rules-based trading that you implement with operational excellence and follow your rules. You don't get into emotional decision-making, and then you just fine-tune your entries and exits. So keep trading simple. Don't let it be hard. Just write down on your computer, let it be easy, and it will. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, David.